If you're the manager of a big, huge software software project, one of the things you need to do is to manage your team. You need to manage the resources. You need to figure out how they're going to use your time. And what this often comes down to is not only planning, but figuring out how to resolve issues as they come up. Jira is one of the sort of next generation issue management tools that came out of the big development for web. And it was designed by a company called Atlassian. What you're looking at here is Atlassian's webpage. And in particular, what I want you to focus on here is, next slide, their logo. Atlassian was a name that they came up with because it sounds like Atlas, right? And Atlas, of course, is the Greek god that held the world on his shoulders. And so the idea was that Jira and the tools that Atlassian actually builds are the tools that actually support your world or your development world, right? And what they do in the next series of four slides that I want you to flip through is they're trying to show us kind of the development of their logo. And what you will see is that this was a logo that was refined based on a lot of logos that were designed. What I want you to take a peek at is, something that might be kind of fun is to actually try to count how many logos are represented on this one image. And if you click through on the blog post, the link is actually in the comments, you can actually see that what they're telling us is that actually this was just one sketch page among lots, right? So this is just one set of ideas. If you look at some of these images, you can see that they're using space in a really interesting way. Logos that look similar to one another, where the designer was actually trying similar ideas, those are located close to one another. And so the further you get through the space, the more different these different images actually look. So today what I want to talk about is sketching. So now I'm on slide 7. And in particular, what I want to talk about sketching in relation to is that design process. I talked last time about how it's a useful thing to have a Last time what I talked about was that it would be useful to have a sketchbook to actually record ideas. But what I want to tell you about today is that, in fact, the process of sketching or actually creating these sketches is actually the mechanism through which creativity is channeled. It's not really the sketchbook. It's actually you're doing the sketches themselves that actually helps you to be creative. So in the next slide, here's just a quick overview of what we're going to talk about. Some reasons for sketching. I want to give you the motivation of getting the design right versus getting the right design and tell you what the difference between, or the distinction and the difference between those two things is. I want to tell you about what sketching is, some of the properties of what sketching is, and then I think I want to talk a little bit about what the distinction between a sketch and a prototype is. Nope, I don't want to do that. Never mind, I lied. And then after that, I want to tell you what sketching actually is and some properties of sketches. Next slide. So the point is that sketching is actually about design. It's a tool that designers use to express, develop, and communicate their design ideas. And in fact, doing the sketches themselves is a huge part of the process of being creative. And so when you actually go into a product designer space, they're surrounded by sketches because they generate sketches all the time, and that is their job, right? It's not to say that any of these sketches are necessarily what the end product is going to look like, but through the process of sketching and drawing these ideas out, they're able to see what problems may arise because of certain configurations or certain design patterns that they're using, right? So sketching is a tool to help you express, develop, and communicate ideas, but it's also an idea generation process. It's a way of allowing you to elaborate on kind of little hints of ideas that you have in your head. Next slide. So why sketch? Obviously, it's to create things, early ideation, think openly about ideas, think through ideas, force you to visualize how things actually come together. So some ideas that you may have on paper, kind of written down as words, these are hard to sometimes piece together. And forcing yourself to actually create a sketch that kind of stitches these things together makes it real in some way. And it shows you whether or not your assumptions are actually going to play out and pan out the way you think. Obviously, sketching is a way of recording ideas as you develop them, right? Sketching is also a way of capturing ideas that you come across. And then, of course, as a sketchbook together, it is an archive that you can use for reflecting upon the whole process. Perhaps there are ideas that you discarded early on that you would now like to revive, right? Finally, and to me, this is actually the most important piece of sketching, kind of beyond the individual process of creating and recording, actually a sketch is made, like, actually a huge... Actually, a huge thing that sketches are used for is to communicate the ideas. So it doesn't matter, again, that you have the idea in your head. The point is that somebody else is going to use it. And in the same way, having a sketch of an idea allows you to show somebody else. It allows you to communicate that idea to somebody else. And then it allows them to critique and to critique and provide you with feedback about what that idea is actually doing. And it helps to tell you whether certain ideas in a sketch are actually worth pursuing. So the next slide. So this is often how we actually do iteration. And this is about getting a design right. And so you have some idea, and you essentially iterate on the idea until you get the best version of the idea, right? The problem, of course, with this approach is that you may get into a local hill climbing problem, right? So you run into a local hill maxima. And so if you look at the next slide, the point of sketching is to try different points in this design space. So imagine that actually this surface that you have here are all the possible designs that you could ever have as they relate to some design problem. And imagine that the height of the rubber sheet here actually represents how good that idea is. If you simply iterate on the first idea that you have, you'll end up with the best version of that idea, but it may not be the best design overall, the best possible idea. And so the point in using sketching is actually to allow yourself to try all these different ideas with very, very low commitment. So when we've talked about paper prototypes, it's the same kind of idea, right? So what are really cheap methods that we can use to approximate and get close to and try different ideas without actually expending the effort and the resource to actually do it? And sketching is the way to do it as it relates to interaction and visual design. Next slide. So the difference between getting the right design and getting the design right is that when you're trying to get the design right, you're iterating on a single idea and you're trying to make that as best as possible. But often, as it relates to design, the thing that we're trying to do early on is to get the right design, to choose the right, to make the right choice, to make the best choice. And so the really important thing for you in your projects and also in relation to design in general is to generate as many ideas and variations as you possibly can and to reflect on all of these ideas. And then you choose the one that is the most promising as you go, right? And you develop these things in parallel. So what you see here on the right side of this image is this sort of tree. And I want you to take a look at that red line. So that shows you kind of how time works, right? So early on in the process, generate three different ideas. Iterate on each of those three ideas. Discard some of these as you go through your process. You know, as you move on now, you know, refine some of these other ones. Generate variations on them. If you decide that some path is better than the other, well, run with that one for a little while and go with it. And you can actually see that this branch kind of goes on its own for a little while. There are a couple variations, right? And they're branching out later on. So you can see that the iteration to get the design right happens later. The important piece is to get the right design early on and to generate multiple ideas in parallel. So here's a quote from Alistair Hamilton, who worked at Symbol Technologies. So a designer that pitched three ideas would probably be fired. I'd say five is an entry point for an early formal review, distilled probably from hundreds. And if you are pushing one, you will be found out and also fired. And by that he's referring to the design process, is about open-mindedness, humility, discovery, and learning. If we aren't authentically dedicated to that approach, you're just doing it wrong, and you will not get the right design. So in your project, and more broadly in thinking about getting design, you know, sort of right, you have to take the approach that the first idea that you have is probably not the best one. You must take this approach. It's the only way. Next slide. So sketching is the process that allows you to sort of think through these ideas and variations and to convey these design ideas really early on in this design process. And this is important, right? These sketches, drawings, they're so low commitment, but they allow you to do so much, right? They allow you to see where the things are going to go well and where they're going to go poorly. So why sketching? Early ideation allows risk-taking and explorations of variations. It allows you to think through ideas, and it is an active form of brainstorming. It's a visual form of brainstorming that other people can take up, right? As I said earlier, one of the key roles of sketching is to communicate these ideas to other people. Next slide. Other reasons why sketching? It forces you to visualize how things actually come together and helps you to communicate ideas to others and to oneself later on to inspire new designs altogether. So next slide. The way I think about it is, and this is something that Bill Buxton talks about again, is that sketching is like a dialogue. You have some idea in your head, and it's kind of like knowledge, and new knowledge. So you create essentially a sketch. That sketch is an external representation of that idea. And by kind of reading or taking in that external representation, it stimulates kind of your thinking process to, again, come up with new ideas. So when Bill Buxton talks about his design process and the design process that we should all take, he's essentially talking about, again, how it is an iterative process and how he goes through multiple cycles over and over and over and over again. So the next slide is something that you've already seen before, but just a couple of words this time to kind of describe this idea. So this was that design funnel where you come up with a lot of different ideas, you reduce the set of ideas that you have, come up with a lot of ideas, reduce again and over and over again. So here he's talking about elaborating, right, where you're generating ideas, right? Then he's talking about reducing, right? So decide on the ones that are worth pursuing. And we talked about this in terms of refining the ideas or coming up with criteria heuristics. Finally, he's talking about elaborate or repeating. So this is where you elaborate and reduce again and again, over and over again. So that is that design cycle. So sketching is, in terms of the creation piece, is about elaborating and taking in those ideas and thinking about them. That is a reduction step. So design is about choices, right? We've talked about this a lot of times. It's about making trade-offs. There's two places where there's room for creativity here. Enumerating meaningful, distinct options, like we talked about last time, so the elaborating piece, and the creativity you bring to defining the criteria according to which you make choices in terms of discarding or keeping. This is that reduction stuff. Right? So that's essentially sketching. That's essentially sketching in terms of motivating it and trying to understand how it fits into this process. Bill Buxton talks about there being a bunch of properties of sketches that are important to capture. This is the quick list, right? So I'll just talk about them really quickly. Sketch is quick to make, or at least gives that impression. And the purpose is that it is something that you should not be spending a lot of time on. It's just something to get an idea down, right? Remember that this is an idea that you have in your head, and you're trying to get it onto paper. Next slide. Timely. So in principle, a sketch should be something that you can provide when you need it. So it's something that, and this relates to it being quick, right? So it has essentially the level of refinement that your idea has, and this is something that you can put down in a really quick way. If it's something that takes a lot of time to create, this is not timely. Next slide. So it's inexpensive. Cost must not inhibit the ability to create and explore a concept, especially early on. So you need to make these sketches with really, really cheap materials. So far, I've been talking about sketching primarily as kind of drawing something on a piece of paper, but you can imagine, in principle, sketching something where it's physical somehow, right? So you might actually take a piece of clay or something like that and mold it into the shape that you think that it's about is appropriate. Let's suppose you're trying to come up with some barcode scanner or something like that. Or you might have an idea for a new shape for a barcode scanner, in which case maybe you take whatever you happen to have around you, some pieces of paper, you fold it into the right shape, whatever these things are. It needs to be cheap. Otherwise, it doesn't end up being a sketch. Next slide. So it needs to be disposable, right? So if it's all of these things, if it's cheap, if it's something that you can do quickly, it's typically going to be something that you're willing to throw away, right? If you can't afford to throw it away, it's not really a sketch. And again, this is just to point back to that point I was making earlier about how it's not about the sketchbook. It's about doing the sketches. It's about generating those sketches. It's about that process that is going to help you to think through this stuff. So it's not to say that sketches are worthless. It's just to say that the actual representation that you have, this is not the thing that matters. It's that process of going through that dialogue. Next slide. So typically sketches are plentiful. They don't exist in isolation. And also, they don't... sketches don't exist in isolation. In fact, the only way that we can judge the utility of a sketch is typically in relation to other sketches that you have. So if you think back to that Atlassian example, you have an icon or a logo, but it's developed within the whole space of other logos. And that allows you to make choices between these things. If you only had one sketch, how are you supposed to know whether this thing is any good? But if you had 10 sketches, then you can compare and contrast between these things and say, oh, this one has an X, and X seems usable because of Y, right? Or X, or this sketch is missing an X, right? And that is actually a usable thing too, perhaps, right? It's not about having things, it's often about kind of choosing things to get rid of. Right, so the Atlassian example. A couple slides in, now I'm into clear vocabulary. The way it's rendered should make it clear that it's a sketch. So these things, when you look into the literature, there are actually a lot of kind of pieces of sketching vocabulary that you can use in place of you know, things that you would see in an actual UI. So the box actually represents a checkbox here, or perhaps this box represents a button, right? Next slide. The fluidity of the sketches give them a sense of openness and freedom. And this is the exact opposite of an engineering drawing, which is intended to be tight and precise. So actually, you want to have some fluidity here. You don't want it to actually be perfect. Ensuring that it isn't perfect allows people to interpret and to critique in a more meaningful way. If it's essentially rendered as an engineering sketch or an engineering drawing, it's harder to say much about it. Next slide. Minimal detail. So you only want to have the details that are important for the sake of communication. So what you see on the left here are a couple of sketches of what a UI looks like for a phone. And you can see that actually this barely looks like any phone that you've ever had. But you have enough here to know that it's a phone. I've told you it's a phone, first of all. Second of all, you can see somebody's hand holding it, right? So save the ink, right? Just render what is absolutely necessary to convey just that idea. Next slide. Appropriate degree of refinement. So make the sketch as refined as the idea. So if you have a very hazy idea, make the sketch hazy. Allow it to be interpreted in different ways. That's the point, right? So if you have a very solid idea, then maybe give it a more defined or refined look. But allowing yourself that freedom to feel like this can be a not perfect drawing is going to allow you to create more freely. Next slide. So suggest and explore rather than to confirm. So a sketch should act as a catalyst to thinking about ideas rather than simply to confirm that you have a good idea, right? So if you're just sketching something that you think is a great idea and you're done, then this isn't really a sketch. Instead, what you should be using these sketches for is to try things that are ridiculous, or try things that are really, really out there. So using sketches as risk is the purpose, rather than using sketches as this is what it's going to be. Right? So use it as a means to provoke, essentially. Next slide. Ambiguity. Sketches should be intentionally ambiguous, and the value comes from actually being interpreted in different ways, perhaps by you as the person that is actually creating the sketch, or by other people altogether. Right, so think of a sketch as a beginning. Each sketch as part of this process. Right, it's not the thing that you end up with. It's the thing that is actually going to catalyze movement towards something else. That's the point of a sketch. It's about keeping you moving rather than this is the end point. Some forms of sketching can be pencil and pen drawing on paper. This is what I talked about earlier. It can be something you scrape together in Photoshop or Microsoft Paint. Quick and dirty prototyping, which you talked about before. Magazine cutouts, modifications to existing objects. These are all great ways to do sketches. And again, remember that all of these things are pretty cheap. They don't require a lot of time, don't require a lot of materials. You can do them in a timely way. Right? So next slide, just to sum up then, now you know why we need to sketch, some properties of sketching. And next time we'll be talking about prototyping, which is a relative of sketching.